So what's happened since last week, since we last spoke?
What's happening in the entertainment this week?
Yeah.
A lot. So, but Miguel, as you know, who has a new song with Janelle Monae, he got a DUI over the past week. He was driving in California, and he was driving his BMW, and a police stopped him for speeding, and it turns out that he reeked of booze. It was around 2:15 in the morning, and he gave a sobriety test, which he obviously failed, and his breathalyzer was at 0.10 or 0.11, which is above the city's 0.8 limit. But he was arrested, he was booked, and he was released on $5,000 bail, and he's expected to appear in court in September. So he's making great music, but, you know, not too good press this week.
I think that's good for press anyway, man. He like sports the fact that he loves whiskey. So maybe this was a time where he had to actually use that as a way to get back in the news.
Right. And any press is good press. So, but our number four story is about Latavia Robertson. So remember her? She was in Destiny's Child. She was in the original Destiny's Child.
Wait, who?
Latavia. Remember her?
Damn. What was that? Like 94?
It was more like 97, 98. But Latavia signed a production contract with a very famous producer, Carlos King, who also did Real Housewives of Atlanta. And she'll be having her own reality show, it appears. And it's not certain as to what network she'll be on, but she's pregnant. So the show's going to be about, you know, her past with Destiny's Child, the whole breakup, her being pregnant, and her plans for the future. But as of late, over the past couple of years, all of the members of Destiny's Child have been getting along. Beyonce has giving shout-outs to LaToya and Latavia. So I'm very curious to see if Latavia is going to use this show to bash Beyonce, or is she going to, like, kind of go easy on her? Because, you know, back in the day, LaToya and Latavia, you know, said some very incriminating things about Matthew Knowles and Beyonce and why they left the group.
You know, I want to see Farrah. Farrah was with the group for like 2 days. I want to see her reality show, because she was very attractive. She was a very beautiful woman, but she was only with for like 2 days.
And that's why she was no longer in the group. You couldn't have someone competing with Beyonce.
Damn, Jaren. See, that's why you keep it real. You keep it real.
You know, sometimes, but I don't think she has as much talent as Beyonce. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what she's up to.
What's next?
So our number three is about Frank Ocean. So remember when Frank Ocean and Chris Brown got into that physical fight? I think it was in January of this year. It was right before the Grammys. It was a real tussle between Chris Brown's entourage and Frank Ocean and his entourage. But Frank Ocean said that he was jumped and he had broke his finger, I believe. Well, anyway, he has a rap verse on Earl Sweatshirt's new song called Sunday. And on the record, he seems to allude to Chris Brown. So I'm going to read the quote. He says, "They called me soft in high school. Thank God I'm jagged. Forgot you don't like it rough. I mean, he called me a..." I can't say the word. It rhymes with maggot. "I was just called up for his bluff. I mean, how anal am I going to be if I'm aiming my gun? And why is his mug all bloody? That was a 3-on-1 standing ovation at Staples. I got my Grammys and gold." And so, like, the 3-on-1 thing kind of alludes to the fight with Chris Brown, because he did claim that he was robbed. I mean, he was jumped. And he mentions the Grammys, and everyone knows that when Frank Ocean won his Grammy, Chris Brown was singing. He was the only one in the audience who didn't get up and applaud. So I guess things are not going to be quiet from here on out. I think that Chris Brown probably shouldn't reply, but I was hoping he would just, like, let it go. They're both very big in R&B.
Chris Brown needs to go to stay in the hotels. I don't know. He needs a nap, man. He don't need to respond to anybody. He just needs a nap. And what's her name, Carucci? They need to go on a cruise somewhere.
Right. And he has an album coming out soon, so he should look low and just... And maybe Frank Ocean just recorded this a long time ago, and for all we know, he didn't expect it to come out now. But it's out, and, you know, I'd rather see some more music from Frank Ocean. Singing, not necessarily rapping, though. But it was interesting.
What's next?
Number two is about Robin Thicke and Pharrell and T.I. They're suing Marvin Gaye's family. So Marvin Gaye's family and Bridgeport Music is alleging that Blurred Lines has striking similarities to Marvin Gaye's To Give It Up and Funkadelic's Sexy Ways. and they were threatening to sue them if they did not pay in a settlement. So instead of paying, Robin picked Pharrell and Ciara, saying that they did not copy the song, and that, you know, for them to say that Blurred Lines copied the song is like saying that Marvin Gaye essentially has created, has basically, they can sue any R&B song because this is really more so of an era of a sound that was influenced by Marvin Gaye, but not necessarily, you know, copying his exact music. And so there is not a, hasn't been reported what they're asking for, but they have sued them, I guess, to prevent them from suing them first.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. They did release a statement. They said that they respect Marvin Gaye and that they don't want to, that they regret, you know, filing this lawsuit. But they got to do what they have to do. They have to protect their music. They have to protect their rights. So.
They stole that. They stole the beat. You got to go listen to the Marvin Gaye song. They stole it. Listen, what's next?
The number one story is a sad story. As you know, the former Disney star, Lee Thompson Young, he committed suicide. He didn't show up at work. He's on the show Rizzoli and Isles on TNT. And when he didn't show up, they asked to get inside his apartment, and he was found there dead with a self-inflicted gun wound. It's really sad because, you know, suicide is not always spoken of in the Black community.
Right.
And one thing I noticed is that Thompson was in a show called Flash Forward in 2011, and his character was killed off, and that character actually committed suicide. I watched it on YouTube, and it was just, it's very eerie to see the similarities, but it's really sad. He was only 29 years old. He used to be on the famous Jet Jackson on Disney. Destiny's Child also appeared in that show, and he had a little cameo with Beyonce. It was really a sad story, but prayers go out to his family and friends.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's always sad to hear that somebody's gone and you feel like you could have did something about it.
Definitely.
Shout out to G, man. You still famous today, man. You still famous.
You're like, not yet, but I'll keep working hard.
Thank you, G.
No problem.
Jaren with the buzz.